The Volumes of Truth. Volume 1. Duty. November 19, 2004. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For Timothy and his wife, and for all those who have ears to hear. Behold, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. For it is written, And behold, the time has come. In those days, I will pour out my Spirit, and my sons and daughters will dream dreams, and prophesy. Therefore give heed to my Spirit, and also receive. For that which is revealed is of utmost importance. For I have spoken, and shall continue to speak, and that which I give you, shall be written in a book, says the Lord. Thus I shall speak to you, Timothy, and you shall write my words. And you, together with your wife, shall place them in my book. For I have called you to be a prophet, as in the days of old. And you, beloved, shall be his scribe. Thus you shall receive of the truth, and blow this trumpet. You shall dream dreams, and prophesy. For you are two of one flesh. Therefore, as one you shall serve me, and together, you shall accomplish my will. As Baruch served Jeremiah, so shall you, beloved, serve your husband, handling all affairs unique to your office. And as I called Jeremiah, so have I called you, Timothy. From your birth, I set you apart for my purpose. Yea, before your formation in the womb, I appointed you a prophet to the nations. And in like manner, have I set you over nations, and over kingdoms, to root out, and to pull down, to destroy, and to throw down, to build, and to plant. Therefore, beloved, listen to your husband, with all attentiveness and humility, for he is the head. You together are of one body, yet Timothy is the head, for he is your husband, and he speaks for me. Yet I am the head of all, even over all creation, known and unknown, Lord of heaven and earth. And though he must be separated from you, during the time appointed, he will not be alone, I will be with him. And he too shall come to know my dwelling place, going out and coming in, walking always in the fullness of my Spirit. And this is the means by which he shall perform my will, accomplishing even all I command him. I am the Lord. Timothy, I have made you a watchman for my people, a witness of the number, my mouthpiece. And through you shall I make my plans known. You shall proclaim my words aloud. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort, and convict this generation of its evil ways. You shall dream dreams, see visions, and prophesy, until the day I send you into the midst of the battle. Fear not, for greater is he who dwells within you than he who is in the world. I am the Lord.